Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
So many of these poor chicks are dirty. They're just filthy. Whoa, filthy chicks.
Hey, girl.
Oh, hell no.
I don't know if I'm going to even last this whole video, man, because I don't know if I can, like, bear to listen to this shit. For how long was it? 12 minutes? I don't know if I can bear to do this shit. But we going to try.
Okay, hey, what y'all doing? Is it girls' night?
Girl, it's my birthday!
Happy birthday to you!
You're 54!
You're what? You're 54? Hey, girl, what's going on, girl? You look good. Today's your birthday?
Thank you. Being 54, baby. Hey, I'm on Kendra G. Y'all got a shush. Girl, y'all can Kendra. I can't say hey to Kendra.
At this point, it's just becoming too much.
You looking for a man, girl?
Girl, I am. My friends know I am. So, like, she need one.
She need a man. Okay.
The answer is hell no.
He need a man for y'all to drive crazy and y'all to talk down to. She need a man so y'all can try to sabotage the relationship so y'all don't lose your friend. It's just all garbage. I would not have anything to do with this shindig.
Okay, right, Kendra, what's up?
Okay, so it's Carlette? How you say your name?
It's Carlette, but you call me Coco, baby.
Call you Coco. Coco, where you calling me from, babe? Where you live?
Jacksonville, Florida. Where we from? Duval! I'm 54 today.
Okay, you're 54?
Yes.
That's a damn lie, and you know it.
Okay, you have any kids?
I have two adult children.
How many kids?
Two adult children, no grandkids.
Okay. How old are your two adult children?
32 and 34.
Okay. Have you ever been married?
I have. Twice.
Okay. Twice.
The last one passed away. The last one passed away November 2021.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Are both your kids by the same man?
Yes.
Okay, got you. And what do you do, Coco?
I am an analyst for an insurance company. We do Medicaid, so I'm a research analyst.
Okay, and you're a Pisces, right? I see your
star. I'm a Pisces, you see?
Grow the fuck up.
Think about the level of maturity you have to be at to even wear that shirt. Not only wear that shirt, but like wear that shirt on a platform where potentially hundreds of thousands of people are going to see you. What 54-year-old man wants to date a woman who would even have that shirt in her wardrobe? Just never mind.
All right, girlfriend. What kind of man you looking for, girl?
You just need to be established. And when I say established, you know, a retirement, he can't be a 50-something, 60-something-year-old man moving from warehouse job to warehouse job. You know what I'm saying? Just established.
Who the fuck are you to put me on trial? I've never even met you. So why don't you back the shit off, all right?
A 54-year-old man moving from warehouse job is just fine for you, Grandma. Just fine. If he treats you right, y'all get along, y'all laugh and joke, you hit the jackpot. You should be already set financially, you know? So if he maintaining his life, moving from warehouse job to warehouse job, let that man be. And just worry about if y'all having a good time together.
Learn to love it, because you'll have no choice.
What's the deal breakers besides not being established?
A bomb, like dirty fingernails, someone who does not tend to their health care. I just think a man should just, you know, go to the doctor. You know, health care is important to me. Dental, you got to have a nice smile. He just need to have his grill fixed. That's dirty to me. I don't like dirty men.
That's too damn bad!
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't shit.
She's telling on herself, like all the other women tell on themselves. These are the men she's running into. Men who are 60, moving from warehouse job to warehouse job. I mean, look, if a man does physical labor, he's going to have dirty nails. These women have crazy expectations. I mean, that doesn't sound like a crazy expectation, but that's just a small thing. But anyway, let me get back to my point. these are the men you qualify for at 54 on the dating market. These are the only men willing to date a 54-year-old obnoxious woman who's childish. 54, 60-year-old men who got it going on, they dating 30 and 40-year-olds. Point blank, period. You aged out of getting an above average. Well, honestly, you aged out getting the average man. You don't qualify for the average 60-year-old man.
The way you're coming across, I can't see anything besides a bum-ass nigga hitting you up.
Well, Kendra, I can't make everybody happy, babe.
This kind of goes into city look a certain way, so don't be dirty.
Don't be dirty. I mean, I don't want somebody who look like he's 10 months pregnant either.
Fuck you! Fuck your hopes, fuck your dreams, fuck your plans, fuck everything you thought this life was going to bring you.
Sometimes I wonder, do these women realize that they're exposing their disdain for men, even talking about men like this? This is clearly a woman who doesn't respect men, generally speaking. But they don't have the self-awareness to get it.
I mean, he ain't got to be like, fine, but he just can't look like he's 10 months pregnant.
No 10 months pregnant men. Okay. Uh-uh. What about, so we don't, no 10 months pregnant men. We got that.
And he can have small children. He can have small kids. That's enough.
Can he make a certain amount of money?
No, he has to be established. When they come with that money thing, because my thing is with that, somebody can make $200,000 and be in $500,000 worth of debt.
Can't have this, better not have this, and I don't put up with that. Nothing pleasant. And this is just her on her birthday, chilling with friends. Can you imagine how she would act or treat you when a problem come about?
You don't really want to know.
You ever notice when they give examples, they start with hundreds of thousands of dollars? Why not say he can make 50K and be 100,000 in debt? They always start from the standpoint of the man having hundreds of thousands of dollars. Isn't it
ironic? Somebody can make $200,000 and be in $500,000 worth of debt. So he just needs to be established and know how to manage his money.
Not manage his money. Okay. All right, let's do the Kendra Cam.
Okay, Kendra Cam, here y'all, hold this. Wait. Kendra Cam, I got to look. She got to show me. I got to show myself.
Oh, okay. Can you see me?
Okay, I always see you looking good on your birthday, girl. Woo!
She won't win over there by the trash bag.
You got a lot of energy.
Yeah, okay.
This is granny energy. This is 70-year-old granny energy. Listen to me. I'm not roasting. I promise I'm not roasting. But that neck doesn't look 54. I could be wrong. How old is this woman, y'all? Is this woman 63? How old is this woman?
The sickest part is you probably don't even know it.
That little shimmy she did, that's like 63-year-old energy. If she's 63, she look good for 63, but I'm not getting 54. I can see her being like, look, I'm about to get on Kendra, y'all. I'm going to say I'm 54. Everybody go along with it, all right, childs?
Yes. Last question, was it your husband that passed?
Yes.
Okay.
2021. Yep. Been single ever since.
What's the age range you want to date?
You think she's going to say 45 to 60.
I used to say anywhere between 50 and older, but I am really trying to go younger. I will do 45.
What did I just tell you, motherfucker?
I told you so.
Give me my motherfucking props. I'm the basic bitch whisperer. Like, it's like clockwork. Look, that earned a donation.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Yeah. Right, you don't have to answer, but I'm gonna ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
Okay, so I tried probably about a month ago, February, I went to visit a friend, and it just didn't happen, so... Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been 2022.
Okay. When you say you tried, what does that mean, though?
I tried.
Hello?
How do I say this? I don't want to say so much about him. You know how you try, you go, and my intentions were that we were going to, you know, make it happen, but it just didn't happen.
she used this as another opportunity to shame a man, basically. Let me guess, he couldn't get it up. You tried, but as usual, a man let you down, right? She's going to use every opportunity she can to shame men in this interview.
Why does that not surprise me?
It just didn't happen. And it's not because of me.
Is it happen because he couldn't make it happen?
He couldn't.
Because he couldn't show up.
He couldn't show up.
It didn't. It just wouldn't.
He couldn't show up and stand attention?
Huh? Yeah, it didn't.
You know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in how a problem bothers us, we don't see what the problem really is.
It might be you. It might be you. You are the common denominator in your life.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Okay. Yeah, ED.
ED?
Yeah, ED.
I mean, I don't know if it was excitement.
Not a chance.
Told you Kendra was going to lean in on this. Any opportunity to shame men. Now Kendra is about to go on some diatribe or whatever you call it. Now Kendra is about to go on some rant about how, yeah, it's a lot of men who got ED. Y'all always talking about women old and women this, but y'all can't even get it up. Get a man first, Kendra, and then you could talk some shit. Keep a man for 5 years, and then you could talk about men's ED. Until then...
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But niggas spy out you, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
It's just...
You know, this is coming up a lot. This is coming up a lot lately with women who are talking about this more in the case of older men.
It really is. They want perfection and they can't. They want this perfection and they can't. They can't provide it. They can't provide it.
Three flaws you have to work on.
One is I have dating ADHD. Because my thing is, if you're not attentive to me, then I need an attentive man. If you're not attentive to me, then who are you attentive to?
Which slut are you going to stay with tonight?
What difference does it make? Whoever it is, it's got to be more interesting than the slut I'm looking at right now.
I mean, you asked the question. I'm just answering it. He's attentive to some 29, 32, 35-year-old. These women be 54 still thinking a man about to wine them and dine them and text them back right away. No, it's never going to happen, Grandma, ever. Have you ever considered that maybe you're just not valuable in the dating market anymore? They could never fathom that. They could never accept that. Their ego's too big.
So it's like, if you're not showing me that attention, next. I think I overthink things. I do think I overthink. Yeah. That's one. That's another one. And let me think what else. I don't know the third one. My overthinking and... If you're not into me the way I want you to be, you don't date me according to the way I want to be dated, then I just don't have interest. I lose interest.
Well, yeah, that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
Your head's not screwed on right.
Now let's take a look at this picture. This is giving whole dyke energy. A full-blown suit jacket on. No, nothing about this picture is feminine. It's ridiculous. It's masculine all at the same time. It's goofy and masculine all at the same time. It's goofy, masculine, and dykish all at the same damn time. Nothing about this picture would attract a man. I totally get why his cock didn't get hard. Go ahead and get you a girlfriend, man. Okay, once again, I'm not roasting the neck, but this woman is not 54 years old, and this picture is filtered to hell.
That is me, Kendra.
These are great pictures.
That is not what you look like at all. This picture is so fake, you could pass for a 30-year-old in this picture. That's how fake that picture is. This is how much women catfish online.
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.